Radio Prague News.
Ethnic Czechs in Ukraine have asked President Zeman for assistance with repatriation. The Czech Republic supports Macedonia's bid to join the European Union and NATO, Prime Minister Sobotka has said. And a new documentary film about Václav Havel is set to premiere in Czech cinemas next month. Over 70 families of ethnic Czechs in Ukraine have asked President Miloš Zeman for assistance with repatriation to the Czech Republic, the news agency ČTK reported. In total, some 250 people from western and eastern Ukraine, as well as from Crimea, would like to move to the country where their ancestors came from over a century ago. Ukrainian Czechs have approached the Czech authorities with similar requests in the past, but the foreign ministry said they could use existing channels to repatriate. However, President Zeman last month backed their petitions. He will address the latest plea next week, a spokesman for the president said. The European Commission has expressed concern about the politicizing of hospital audits in the Czech Republic, a Commission spokeswoman told Czech Radio on Thursday. The Commission ordered a probe into how 35 Czech hospitals handled EU funds. The audit was carried out by the Czech Finance Ministry in June and July. But it has been criticized by several hospital directors as well as Health Minister Svatopluk Němeček, who complained about their alleged arbitrariness and lack of transparency. The audits have also become sensitive due to local and Senate elections, which are held in the Czech Republic next week. The Czech Republic supports Macedonia's bid to join the European Union and NATO, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said after a meeting with his Macedonian counterpart Nikola Gruevski in Prague on Thursday. The country's accession to the European Union and NATO has been opposed by Greece over disputes concerning the name of the country. Mr. Sobotka expressed regret that Greece's attitude has so far prevented Macedonia from joining the bloc. For his part, the Macedonian Prime Minister appreciated Czech support for his country's bid and said Macedonia had met all the requirements for becoming member of the EU. The Czech military has begun rotating its troops in Afghanistan, with 45 soldiers having left Prague for the Bagram Air Base on Thursday morning, a spokeswoman for the Army's General Staff said. In total, 150 troops will be rotated before the end of the month. For over half of them, the mission will be their first deployment in Afghanistan. There are now around 300 Czech soldiers serving in that country as part of NATO's ISAF mission. The army is planning to completely withdraw from Afghanistan by 2016. In July, 5 Czech troops were killed in an attack near the Bagram Air Base. The bishop of the Plzeň diocese, František Radkovský, has submitted his resignation to Pope Francis, the diocese said in a press release on Thursday. Radkovský turned 75 on Saturday, and according to Catholic law, all bishops are required to resign when reaching that age. Bishop Radkovský has been the head of the Plzeň diocese since its creation in 1993. He said he would like to continue serving in one of the parishes in the diocese if his successor agrees. The diocese, however, noted that the process of selecting the new bishop might take years. And the new documentary film entitled Life According to Václav Havel is set to premiere in Czech cinemas on the 20th of November, a spokeswoman for the project said. The film is directed by Andrea Sedláčková and it's a co-production of Czech television and the Franco-German TV channel Arte. The movie aims to present the Czech playwright, dissident and president as an intellectual rebel and a ladies' man, the filmmaker said. It also focuses on Havel's childhood, military service and the beginnings of his theatre career. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days should be mostly sunny, with occasional morning fogs and daytime highs ranging between 15 and 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.